Next, we go to further reaction to the review, which found a closed and unnecessarily secretive culture at the Department of Justice. Secretary General at the department, Brian Purcell, has stepped aside following publication of the review. He is reportedly keeping his €200,000 a year salary. The Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar, was asked about this morning.
I really don't want to comment on a report that I haven't read. I hope to get a chance to read it at the weekend, along with a lot of other reading I have to do over the next few weeks. But, you know, I imagine Mr. Purcell has contractual rights and so on, and I may relate to that, but really it's a matter for Minister Fitzgerald to comment on rather than me.
Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar. Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams also commented on Mr. Purcell's stepping aside.
I do think it looks more like a sideways move, and given the centrality of his role in the events leading up to the resignation of the former Commissioner Colin Ann, and that on the back of the Taoiseach requesting or instructing Brian Purcell to go and speak to the Commissioner at that time, there are lots of questions to be answered.
Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams. We can talk now to our political correspondent Martina Fitzgerald. Martina, Brian Purcell's asking to be assigned other duties within the public service, continuing today to generate controversy.
Well, there has been, I think, limited reaction, it has to be said, to the report today. Leo Varadkar was always going to be asked about it because he famously said the department was not fit for purpose on the back of all those controversies, and Justice Francis Fitzgerald was walking into the department. But as you heard there, he was very frank. He said he has not yet had the opportunity to read the review group's report, but he was asked, not surprisingly, about Brian Purcell and his decision to be reassigned elsewhere in the public service. He stated the obvious. He said he had contractual rights. But Gerry Adams went a little bit further there. He said it looks like a sideways move, and he said pointedly that there can't be many positions on the back of such a decisive report that one could simply request to be moved somewhere else. So much of the focus today on Brian Purcell, but a very hard-hitting report. Gerry Adams was also keen to bring in, obviously, the Fennelly Commission of Investigation, which is obviously going to focus on a lot of political questions, the circumstances surrounding the resignation of Martin Callan, and particularly the Taoiseach dispatching Brian Purcell to Martin Callan's home that night in March, and the next day Martin Callan decided to retire or to resign, so to speak, and obviously to look at the management of correspondence within the department and why there was a two-week delay in the minister getting that letter from Martin Callan. It should be said Brian Purcell had a family bereavement at the time, and Alan Shatter, during a period of that time, was away in Mexico on St. Patrick's Day duties. But at the moment, the Fennelly Commission is the next focus of attention, and that won't report back until the 31st of December. But Sinn Féin obviously keen to put the pressure back on the Taoiseach and ask him to come into the Dáil and explain it. But Leo Varadkar saying that's not going to happen. The Commission should be allowed to do its work.